Welcome to another edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. I'm Bob Popper from the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. The Giants preparing for Sunday's game at Arrowhead Stadium against the Kansas City Chiefs. Coming up in this half hour, we'll tell you about the top 10 things you need to know about the Chiefs. We'll have our Bob Tucker feature. But to get things started, it's time for Sights and Sounds, brought to you by Verizon. Earlier this month, the Giants held their community caravan.
A group of Giants made surprise visits throughout the tri-state area as part of their annual Back to Football community blitz. They headed to a couple of schools and promoted the importance of staying active as part of the NFL's Play 60 initiative.
So we're here today, with the New York Giants and the American Heart Association. If there's one thing you guys promise me today, make sure that you guys stay active, keep active, at least 60 minutes a day to ensure proper health.
How you guys doing?
First question I'm going to ask is, where is the Super Bowl being played this year?
I think the reaction from the crew said it all. They're really happy to see them, and a lot of fans here.
Out to the customers that come up.
So nice to meet you.
Yeah, how are you doing?
The Giants show their appreciation to our first responders, spending the afternoon with Ladder Company 134 in Queens. Dee Weatherford surprised the volunteer firefighters of Little Ferry, New Jersey.
Well, I appreciate what you guys do, man.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Good supporters.
We're all volunteers.
Yeah, right on. I didn't know that. That's cool. That's very cool.
I think it's great on the Giants and the whole team that they're going around saying hi to everybody.
Hold on, I gotta take a picture of this, man. Let's get a.
There we go. Jones, get a picture, Jones.
It's nice getting somebody famous come visit our firehouse. And we're a bunch of volunteers, so it's really cool.
Go Big Blue!
Pleasure to meet you.
Meanwhile, a couple of other Giants players spent time with the Rockaway Point Fire Department, showing their appreciation for all the volunteers who helped the Far Rockaway community in Queens during Hurricane Sandy.
This is great. Couldn't imagine being nowhere else right now on my day off in the back of a fire truck. I love it.
Putting in extra work on the fire truck. Trying to save lives, man. It's a blessing.
Definitely a blessing to be out here, man. Just kind of giving back to the community. Definitely a blessing to go check this memorial out and kind of see how everybody kind of gave back to and helped save lives.
So every family member that lost somebody made like a glass, like a stained glass or a sandblasted,
right,
in honor of their family member.
And you see the cross there? That is actual steel from the towers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. These guys have worked hard for the last 9 months, And a lot of them are very big Giants fans, so I think to them it's just a giant morale booster. And it's a great thing from you guys. Thank you.
See y'all later.
Thank you.
That's Sights and Sounds brought to you by Verizon. When we come back, we'll take a look at one of the great Giants, tight end Bob Tucker, as we continue with Giants Access Blue after this.
Giants fans, enter now for your chance to win a Giants Wrap Toyota Tacoma at GiantsTruck.com.
Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. On Sunday, it's the Giants and Chiefs in Kansas City. Giants need to get back to a rugged brand of football. There was no more rugged New York Giant than tight end Bob Tucker.
Bob Tucker became a New York football giant in 1970. Hailing from a tiny college in rural Pennsylvania, Tucker was ecstatic to be joining the Big Blue tradition.
I came from Bloomsburg University at the time. It was not drafted, came to the Giants, and I just, as a free agent, I get a shot to go to a training camp in 1970. Being around the New York Giants, you know, as a kid growing up, I mean, the Giants and all the history. So when I came to training camp, and you would see the YAs and the Cat Cavages and Rosie Brown and Rosie Gray and Emlyn Tennells, and, you know, this was all this history. I mean, like a kid in a candy store. I mean, they were all welcome all the time, and they would come and help you in practice and observe this and come into the meeting rooms and tell you about this. And, you know, they were just part of everything that was going on. You had all this history. And I was just so proud to be part of that, you know, in a small way. New guy coming in, but yet just to be sit in the same room with these people. I mean, it was just unbelievable. And from that day, I was the tight end for the next 8 years there in New York. The fun of the game for me was to catch the ball and run with it. And that's what I like to do. So they would just dump me the ball here, and then Fran would talk and I'm talking about. I was more involved in the passing game, and at that time, if you have a tight end that could get down the field, get deep, get to the post, get to the corner, get over the middle, you drive a defense crazy if they have to cover you. I mean, it's okay to cover double coverage on the outside, but to try and concentrate on the tight end, you really leave a lot of things open elsewhere. So we had this system. We had... through Joe Walton, we had this West Coast offense, so to speak. So Fran would spread it around, but he hit the backs, he hit the tight end. We were here, we were there. And we had a good offensive scheme, and we were up and down the field.
You're kind of like the first. You were sort of set a standard for Giants tight ends. How do you feel about the fact that what you put on the field in the 70s as a player and how you sort of revolutionized how the tight end was used? And then Bavaro came along with his own style, but he and Zeke Mowat had their own brand. You know, there were guys like Shockey that then came along, and Kevin Boss, who came along in the Super Bowl and played well. But it kind of starts with Bob Tucker for Giant fans.
Well, that's nice of you to say it that way. I don't know if it started with me, but back in those early 70s, there were a number of tight ends in the league, effective tight ends, productive tight ends in the league.
Despite playing the last 3.5 seasons of his career as a Minnesota Viking, Bob Tucker will always be remembered as a New York football giant. And he's never forgotten what makes the Giants' legacy so special.
Well, I have all those warm memories of coming here, all this history that was around, and the nature of the franchise and the Maras. I mean, Wellington was, you know, he'd be out at practice every day. He'd just be in the background. He'd do his jogging around, and he would observe. And you can always go and say hello. He'd come say hello to you. He was such a nice man. I just feel bad that we couldn't win, you know, for him at the time. He was a great person. His whole family was. Working with now John. Well, John was a ball boy back then, and his brother Frank and Steve and Chris and, you know, just a lot of tradition. And they're still with the Giants now. You have just loyalty. I mean, my presence here today is part of the Giant family. You know, once a Giant, always a Giant type thing.
Bob Tucker brought a toughness and an explosiveness to a Giants offense. And although the Giants did not have the kind of winning season that they would have liked, Bob Tucker, a true Giants great. As we go to this commercial break, it's time for this week's edition of Gatorade Win From Within. Back here on Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Sunday, the Giants traveled to Kansas City to take on the Chiefs. The Giants last went to Kansas City in 2009. Here are 10 things you need to know about the Giants and Chiefs.
Here are the 10 things you need to know about the Giants-Chiefs rivalry.
10.
The number of wins Chiefs head coach Andy Reid has over Tom Coughlin in the regular season, dating back to his years in Philadelphia. Reid leads the series 10-9, and the 19 regular season meetings are the most between any active head coaches. 9. As a starter, Eli Manning is undefeated against 9 teams in the NFL in the regular season, including 2-0 against the Chiefs. Having played each team in the league at least twice, Manning has never lost to Buffalo, Detroit, Houston, Tampa Bay, St. Louis, Kansas City, Miami, Oakland, or the New York Jets, totaling a 20-0 record. 8. The number of postseason victories for Kansas City in franchise history, including its victory in Super Bowl IV over the Minnesota Vikings. The Giants have 8 postseason victories under Tom Coughlin alone, including Super Bowl runs in 2007 and 2011. 7. The Giants' longest regular season win streak against the AFC in the Tom Coughlin era is 7 games, stretching from a 2010 win at Houston to last year's victory against Cleveland. Despite being on a 4-game skid since then, Coughlin is 20-17 against the conference since 2004. That's not including his 2 Super Bowl victories against the AFC representatives. 6. The number of Pro Bowl selections on the Kansas City Chiefs roster last season. Despite their 2-14 mark, safety Eric Berry, Jamal Charles, Dustin Colquitt, Taba Ali, Justin Houston, and Derek Johnson all made the Pro Bowl. 5. The Giants will try to extend their win streak to 5 games against the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday. Stretching back to 1998, they've outscored the Chiefs 97-43 in 4 straight wins. 4. The number of touchdowns Eli Manning has thrown in 2 games against the Chiefs. He's 37-66 passing for 478 yards, 4 touchdowns, and 2 interceptions. 3. This season, Tom Coughlin became the NFL's 3rd longest-serving head coach with 1 team, 10 years, after Andy Reid's 14-year run with the Eagles ended. Coughlin trails only New England's Bill Belichick, entering his 14th season with the team, and Cincinnati's Marvin Lewis in his 11th year. 2. The number of losses the Giants have against the Chiefs in franchise history, both in Arrowhead Stadium. They are 10-2 against the AFC opponent, with the losses coming in 1995 and 1983. 1. There's been 1 overtime game in the series, which was also the last time the Chiefs beat the Giants. On September 10, 1995, Chiefs kicker Lynn Elliott made a 23-yard field goal for a 2017 overtime victory at Arrowhead Stadium, completing the comeback from a 17-3 deficit in the fourth quarter.
Here's another thing you need to know about Kansas City. It gets loud in Arrowhead Stadium. Speaking of noise, time to pump up the volume with Sideline Jam.
DJ Khaled.
DJ Khaled. Yeah. Oh. The streets is set up.
Who else?
Oh. We set up.
Yeah, we man. The best.
The runner.
Yeah.
Usher Chalk.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tremendous.
Yeah. Yeah, homie, I am on my job. And you can't take that away from
can't
me.
Can't take that away from me.
Even though I'm sick and I'm tired, I get busy.
Yeah, homie, I am on my job, and you can't take that away from me. I got my team, and I got all the money behind me, and they give me the love I need. I got my foot in the door,
but still hustling for more.
Taking the game, now I'm back in the lane.
Now I'm back in the lane.
I'm fed up, hey. I'm fed up, hey.
I'm fed up, hey.
I'm taking time, I think I'm taking time.
That's this week's edition of Sideline Jam. When we come back, we'll tell you about Justin Tuck and the NFL Play 60 program after this.
This is an important message for all Giants fans attending the games at MetLife Stadium. In an effort to enhance public safety, a new NFL bag policy will be implemented this season. Guests are welcome to carry in clear bags, 12 inches by 6 by 12, or small purses and handbags that are 4.5 by 6.5 inches or less in size. Any non-clear bag exceeding the size limit, including camera or binocular cases, will not be permitted. The Giants appreciate your assistance and cooperation with the following policies. For more information, go to Giants.com.
Back here on Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota, one of the great initiatives of the National Football League is their Play 60 program. And Justin Tuck took part in it as he made a trip to PS 21 in Staten Island.
Hello, PS21. How are you today? Well, first of all, I just want to thank the NFL for allowing me the opportunity to come out and congratulate you. Play 60 in the NFL wants to donate this big check of $10,000 to PS21. Congratulations, PS21. Remarks?
Hey, boys and girls, this is $10,000 so we can buy lots of equipment and things that you'll be using as you exercise during the school year. So we thank the NFL and thank Justin Tuck.
One, two, three.
Play 60!
Play 60 tries to do is get kids to understand how important it is to, first of all, stay in school, get your grades. But also, while doing that, take some time out from, you know, the PlayStation, the Xbox, and just be active for about 60 minutes a day. If kids are getting a routine of doing that every day, then that builds on better habits and helps promote better health.
Go!
You gotta get a picture of this guy. It's always great to be out here with the kids, man. They got so much energy, and you know, a lot of times you take for granted what it used to be like to be a kid. Sometimes you forget, you know, how much fun it is and how excited they are to have people come in and share with them. Everybody jumping? All right, good. I like it. You know, kids saw other kids getting involved, and, you know, me going in and doing push-ups with them or jumping jacks or whatever. It just became kind of a free-fall, and everyone was just having fun. Y'all ready? Let's go. Jump rope. Come on. Y'all got to keep up. Y'all young. I'm old. Come on. At times, they forgot that they was actually working. And that's, not, you know, something we want to promote. A lot of times, just their activity is fun. And it's not about, you know, breaking sweat. It ain't about that. It's about getting out, being active, and just having fun with it. And today, we was able to accomplish that.
My man. There you go.
Just the excitement that his name and his football brought to PS21 was unbelievable. Just seeing their smiles and their happy faces makes it all worthwhile. So he made it all come to life.
Come on, give me a hug. All right. Gotcha. Hopefully we can, you know, continue to have this movement going forward and getting more kids involved and their parents involved. One, two, three. Good job, guys.
That's Justin Tuck in Staten Island as part of the NFL's Play 60 program. Time for this week's edition of Papa's Perspective, brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. Well, the Giants travel to Kansas City this week in search of win number one on the 2013 season. And yes, the Chiefs are an undefeated football team at 3-0, and they are brimming with confidence. Kansas City has a very good defensive front and a good secondary, and they don't turn the football over. The Giants have a myriad of problems right now. But when you look at this football team from the New York Giants' perspective, you have to think that after what transpired last week, with the amount of guys on this team that have won a Super Bowl, Giant pride will kick in for this group. Look for the Giants to go out there and play a physical brand of football and try to assert themselves early and not play passive. The most important thing that the Giants need to do, make a couple plays early in the game. Start out fast, especially on the offensive side of the ball. So much about professional sports is about confidence. And obviously the way things transpired last week offensively, the Giants didn't build any confidence along the way, and it sort of snowballed. Someone has to step out of the box, make an extraordinary play early, and that could get things going and turn the thing around in the right direction for the Giants. And that's my perspective. Make sure you join us every Saturday night for Giants Access Blue. Follow the Giants on Giants.com or go to Facebook.com/New York Giants and, of course, on Twitter at Giants. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Pop. We'll see you again next week right here on My Nine for another edition of Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota.
This week's Papa's Perspective was brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New York Giants. Giants Access Blue's restaurant of choice is Ben & Jack's Steakhouse. Visit their convenient location in Manhattan at 28th and 5th Avenue. From the celebrated porterhouse to the finest seafood, Ben & Jack's will surpass your expectations of a steakhouse. Visit MetLifeCentral.com for a chance to win amazing Giants experiences. No purchase necessary, void where prohibited.